Hello and welcome to the Living by Disney podcast. In today's show, we are recapping our 24 adventures challenge for this year. We have adorable kid reviews of the spooky haunted mansion attraction that you're gonna love. And in our main segment, we are telling you all about the wildest tour at Animal Kingdom that gives you a behind the scenes look at how they care for the animals. It is so cool. Let's get to it.
Welcome to the Living by Disney podcast. Your home for all things Orlando. News, reviews, and real talk. Helping make your visit to Disney World just a little more magical. Now, here's your host, Serena Lynn.
Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us today. I've got Louisa with me.
Hi.
And we're loving that you're hanging out with us today. This is our sixth show.
Oh, wow.
That we're doing on video. Obviously not our sixth podcast, but it's our sixth show in the new format and it's going pretty good.
I think so.
Yeah. I am super happy with it. Very, very thrilled with the response and it's just been really fun. We're really starting to nail it down now. We really are. We are dialing it in at this point. I think today we actually like got it all set up without, you know, much fuss.
That's true. We were chit-chatting.
Yeah. Yeah. We got this, man. No, don't say that. As soon as I say that, you know, it'll all fall apart. But it is going really well. So we're glad you could hang with us today. Remember, you can listen or watch whatever is your preference. We're on all of the podcast networks. So we have a really fun show for you guys today. We did this tour like a month ago.
Something like that.
And it was so much fun. It far exceeded my expectations.
100%.
Yeah. Really, really thrilled to tell you about it. We were actually originally doing it to be a segment for the Bippity Boppity Bougie, like extras segment, but it was too good and there's too much to share.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have a lot of great video. Yes. So
it's so good. So we decided it needed its own main segment. So really excited to tell you about that tour. But first we're going to start off in a quick recap to hold ourselves accountable because we set ourselves a challenge for this year to do 24 adventures in 2024. And what makes something an adventure?
I said so.
That's it. Mm-hmm. We decided it's an adventure and we're making it happen. And all these things are kind of things that are new to us, at least one of us, sometimes both of us, and just something that we've been wanting to try that we didn't do. And we've done a lot more things just because we put this challenge out there.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad we did it. I think it's been really cool. A lot of you guys are doing it along with us, which is really neat. If you do, make sure you tag us in anything that you post or share. We'd love to hear what your adventures are doing. We did a whole episode just on this, so you can go back to our earlier podcast episode about it. I think it was at the end of January.
Yeah, we'll link it.
Yeah, 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 that's a great idea. Let's do that. But we kind of talk about how it doesn't have to be so big. Because if you make things too big, you're not going to do them.
Right.
It's going to feel like way too overwhelming. So, but 24 just means 2 a month. And we can do that.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, just 1% more adventure is still more.
Yeah. By the end of the year, we're going to have like a really cool list of things to do. Obviously, we do have a lot in Orlando.
I know.
We're very, very fortunate.
Like, we've exceeded the 1%.
Yeah.
That is a good goal.
It is a very good goal. But we do have some really cool ones. So we are going to kind of go down our list to see what we've got so far. I think we're one short, like if we stuck to the exact like 2 per month, I think we've got.
So we have to triple up.
Yeah. Yeah. One of our months needs to be two more.
That does not sound. The summer is looking.
5, 6, 7. Yeah. We have 7 now and we should have 8.
Okay.
So we got to.
We're behind.
We got to pick it up a little bit.
Okay.
We did get. I mean, we've been doing a lot. So I'm not going to beat ourselves up too much about that. It's a goal. It's a goal. We'll do it. One of ours I know will be in June, and that's just to do the Inside Out, see the new Inside Out movie.
Oh, I love that one.
We'll make it a night. We'll have to do it like on the opening night or something and do a whole thing. That'd be fun. All right. So what we have so far is in January, we started with both of our things are the same thing, but one is an after hours party at Hollywood Studios. And the other was an after-hours party at Magic Kingdom. And that's just when they started. So we figured, let's do that. and yeah. they were so much fun.
They were the most fun I've had in the parks for a long time. I feel bad when I'm at, like, talking about it. I'm like an evangelist now for After Hours, but it was so fun.
It is 100% worth the money. We also did shows on that, the full reviews, but I love these events so much. And the Hollywood Studios one that we did was particularly empty.
It was empty. There was nobody. We were just like running through the queues.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Not a soul in sight. We were the only people on Rise of the Resistance.
That was so cool.
It was just us.
That'll never happen again. Right. But that was the coolest thing.
Yes.
And yeah, all the First Order's there and we're just like, hey. It was awesome. That was so, so cool. Yeah. And that Magic Kingdom one was great because it ended up on our Magic Kingdom one that super foggy night.
It was so bizarre.
And so we got this really like cool.
Yeah, it was very vibe. Misty and foggy. Yes. It felt like Halloween, but it wasn't hot. Yeah. So yes. we put photos up. I can put a link to that post too.
That was the coolest.
Because the photos were really cool.
Yeah.
They really do enchantment during the Magic Kingdom After Hours.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's nice to have that show back. And you get two fireworks shows on that one. So that was our thing. And then February, we did Keys to the Kingdom tour, which we already reviewed on here. We loved that so much. That's one of those tours I've been wanting to do forever. Then in March, we did the Wild Africa Trek, which we're getting ready to talk about with you guys in just a little bit. And so it was in March. So it was a month ago. Good to know. That was amazing. I've wanted to do that tour for years and just never, I don't know why I didn't do it. I don't know.
When something's always around, you deprioritize it and you're absolutely. Like, I will get to that.
I'll get to it. But like being mindful of this list, exactly. We like actually like set out to get these things booked. And then we did the balloon, which we also talked about on here. We did the big balloon in Disney Springs, which was super cool. Really fun. And that was like not a whole thing. That was just like we went after dinner and did that. That was really fun. And then in April, we launched this show, which is a really big deal. Yeah. That I don't know if I'd call it an adventure. It's an adventure of sorts.
It was an adventure for sure.
Yeah.
It was a harrowing adventure.
It was harrowing. Yeah. it still is. But here we are, still adventuring and still doing it. That was really, really fun. And then we did a fireworks cruise. Mm-hmm. Which we're also going to talk about with you guys. Those are really fun.
Yeah.
And we had planned to do it in a little bit. They can be tricky to book. You have to really book them in like beyond that 60-day booking. And then we ended up getting invited to go do one. So I was like, hey, that's awesome. And I've done them a couple of times and they're really fun. So you can do fireworks cruises at Disney from a couple different places, but this was the Magic Kingdom one, which is my favorite. And then that's it, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Here so
we are. Well, tomorrow will be 5 months. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we start the 5th month.
We're doing a lot in June, so I'm not even
June
worried.
Is insane.
We can talk about it as a strategic plan.
Let's say that it is and not just that we overbooked ourselves, because that sounds way better.
Right.
We'd be like, we strategically decided to make June a month of
no
5 challenges. Yes. We do have a lot. We'll have a lot in there. So that's going to be really, really cool. But yeah, that's our recap of what we got so far. So that's, you know, where we're at. And I would love for you guys to join us in that and, you know, make anything an adventure.
Anything you've been wanting to do that you just need a little excuse to do. Now you have it.
Yeah. Even if it's just going to a local park, that's one thing that, you know, I do want to do more of is a little bit of outside of the theme parks. It's hard to get me out of a theme park, but we have so many like state parks.
Yeah, right, somebody suggested the manatees.
I know. I think we already missed the window.
Did we?
Okay. Yeah, I think it has to be cold. We could probably see them anytime. We could go to Epcot and see them. But that's we're defeating the purpose.
Didn't say where.
That's not
to see the manatees. Yeah,
that's probably not a adventure if we just go to the Seas Pavilion. But
this is not one, but something related to that. Like on my personal bucket list is to see Mickey scuba diving.
Yes.
And I don't know how to make that happen except to hang out.
You can hang out and see him. But I think there's a tour. Well, you can do, there's like a scuba diving experience.
But will Mickey be there?
I don't know.
Can you can you request? Can you schedule?
Yeah, I don't know, because that's like a tour that I do not intend to do because scuba diving a little bit freaks me out.
Yeah,
but I know you can do something with it. So if any of you guys have tried it,
yeah, let us know.
Yeah, or let us know
if you're a cast member and you work.
Yeah.
There.
Yes. And you're like,
let us know.
Mickey's gonna be out. And yeah, you can. I've seen video of it, and he's super cute.
I know. What a feat of Imagineering.
I know. I mean,
how does that? How
I don't know.
Does he do it?
Mickey's amazing.
He's a mouse.
Mickey can do everything and anything. There's nothing I won't put past him.
I know.
It's amazing. Yes. So that's where we're at with that. Next, let's get into Tiny Tourist. All right, it's time for Tiny Tourists, where kids review rides at Disney for other kids. And this time we requested for two different rides. So we have a couple coming up, but the one that was by far the favorite for kids to review is the Haunted Mansion at Magic Kingdom. And I specifically asked if they could give us feedback on how scary or creepy the ride is, because that one's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of kids are really nervous.
It can really be a toss up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And as a parent, you also have decisions to make as to whether you sort of, you know, coax your kid and maybe sort of, you know, make some deals with them to get them in the door knowing they'll like it. But we've all had that backfire too. As a parent, my kids still, like, they still bring up, remember that time you said? Yep. Apparently we told my son when he was younger that Rock and Roller Coaster had no loops. I have no recollection of this, but he remembers it very clearly.
Remembers it.
That we promised that there was no loops. And you know, if you know Rock and Roller Coaster, it literally takes off and goes right into a loop. So he's never forgiven us. But these are so much fun. They have been a favorite of ours to get. And I so appreciate you guys having your kids call. And for you kids, thank you for giving us your true, honest reviews. They are super helpful. So what we did, we're getting a lot of them. So we decided to do like a compilation this time, right? Mm-hmm. Is that how you would say
Yeah. it? And we're going to do it in two parts as well.
If you gave us a review and you don't hear yours, it's probably coming in the next part.
Yeah.
Let us know if you like this, you know, this format, or if you like us to like play the full one or not. But we're going to try it this way because I think this will allow us to kind of fit more of them in. Yeah. All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Mikey and I'm 4. I want to talk about the Haunted Mansion. The hat box is like so cool. I mean, when he beat it out at the right time, he goes in his box like head, and it's like so cool. It's like better, but cooler, but it's really cool. I don't think it is scary. We see like ghosts in. And also the hitchhiking ghost. And when you peek in a mirror, you can like see the hitchhiking ghost.
Yeah.
And then they like pop out and then they like do some stuff.
Hi, my name is Basil and I'm 9 years old. Haunted Mansion is one of my favorite rides. It's very spooky and funny. If you are afraid of the dark, I don't recommend it. But there are no drops and it doesn't go fast. If you love spooky Halloween stuff, you'll love it.
Hi, my name is Harrison and I'm 4. I do not like Haunted Mansion because it is too spooky. It was pretend, it's pretend ghosts. I do not like ghosts. I didn't like it at all.
I like the part where it says, I am your host, your ghost. And I usually make funny parts of that, like, I am your host, your phone host. And I did that to my mom this morning.
I think Haunted Mansion is an amazing ride. I don't know how in the world that ball thingy floats. And it's not as scary as the movie.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and I'm 5. Today I'm going to talk about the Haunted Mansion. It's not too scary for 4-year-olds or 5-year-olds like me. And when my sister was 1, she was scared of the ghosts in it. And there's 999 ghosts, but there's room for 1,000. Any volunteers?
Oh my gosh. That is amazing, Andrew.
No.
These kids know the spiel.
They really do.
I'm so impressed with you guys. Maybe we should do one where we have them call and give their favorite lines from the ride, because I feel like they obviously know them, right?
Yeah.
I love that. Any volunteers? And the ghost host part.
I know.
That's amazing.
And how they said they don't know. How do they do it?
It is amazing.
I mean, there are so many things.
The Hatbox Ghost is a big favorite.
A big favorite. Mm-hmm. I think Madame Leota was there.
Yes.
How do you put the head?
In a ball.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I really looked at it.
Yeah. it's so cool. I love how so many of them like the creepiness.
I know.
But they did say, you know, if you're scared of the dark, obviously it's going to be a little bit of a dark ride, but no drops.
No drops.
So that is good.
That's helpful.
It is.
Well, there is 1,000 ghosts in the Haunted Mansion. My little sister is scared of it, so what? These ghosts are very funny, and there's also a new ghost called the Headbox Ghost. He is a bad ghost. Older kids will like it, like my mom.
I did Haunted Mansion, and I really, really liked it because I'm a villain lover, but I don't think it was scary at all.
10 years old.
No, this is my turn.
I am here to... That was my sister. I am here to talk about Haunted Mansion. My dad listens to the song like every day, and I went on the ride every time I go to Magic Kingdom. It's really fun. My little sister Sienna loves it, and my little sister Colby is a grim grinning ghost.
Hi, I'm Gwen. Ooh.
That is my little sister Colby.
Hi, I'm Emma. I'm 9 years old, and I just came back from Disney, and I rode Haunted Mansion, and it was really fun. It's not creepy if you're scared of, like, it being creepy. It's really fun, and it's really cool.
I think that the Haunted Mansion is a really, like, fun ride to go on with your family. If you're doing it alone, it's probably kind of scary. The queue, like, the waiting queue is really fun and, like, interactive. Like, right next to the doors before you go into, like, the mansion itself, there's, like, a grave with this girl's face on it and stuff, and it's really cool, and she's, like, interactive and stuff, and there's, like, a lot of hidden Mickeys around it, and, like, the ring and the cement, too.
The Haunted Mansion is a scary but fun ride. It's scary because of, like, the haunted part, because, like, it's all haunted and stuff, and the fun part is that it's, like, a good experience to have with your family.
And the Haunted Mansion is, like, fun, but it's not too scary because everything's fake. I hope you like it.
I love that.
I know.
Everything's fake.
Everything's fake.
I hope you like it. That's amazing. That's so good.
I love several kids brought up the things in the queue.
And yes.
Hidden Mickeys that mm-hmm. you can look for. I love that they're that.
Yeah. A lot of the hidden details. So she talked about the ring, which is Constance the Bride's ring, and it's down in the cement in the queue. So you guys can like look for that. Remember, that's a great tip from her. I feel like sometimes as adults, we think we're going to be the ones paying attention to all these details. But I think kids are a lot more like tuned into all of that stuff than we are.
Right.
At least I feel like I'm oblivious sometimes to some of that stuff. I'm just waiting in line or whatever, right, or thinking I'm booking my next genie
exactly.
or whatever, exactly. you know, that I'm doing. But kids are actually like taking it in. Mm-hmm. And I love how the one said that his dad plays the song all the time or her dad plays the song all the time. That was amazing. So funny.
Okay. We just have a little bit.
Okay.
I like kind of making tests. I have a creepy voice behind the buggies.
Hi, my name is Annalise, and I'm 15 years old. One of my favorite rides at Walt Disney World is the Haunted Mansion. I love it because of all the details inside and out. We always love to look for Constance's wedding ring embedded in the ground outside of the Haunted Mansion. In the dining room scene, we always love to spot the plates on the table that are in the shape of a hidden Mickey. There's so many fun details that you can never see them all in one ride, so I recommend going on it a few times each trip if you can. Happy haunting!
I think Haunted Mansion is a great ride, although it could scare some kids. I think it could be fun for kids who love to watch horror movies or scary movies or just any kids in general.
It's, like, fun, but then it's, like, scary because, like, the fun part is, like, you get to, like, do stuff and it's, like, fun to see how the Haunted Mansion is actually, like, a mansion. It's, like, haunted. You, like, look very closely into the movie trailer picture. If you make it really, really light, you, like, in, like, between, like, some of the characters, there's, like, a ghost face.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was such a good point that I bet a lot of kids are excited about the Haunted Mansion because there was just that movie that came out last summer. And so it's really fresh. I thought whoever said that the movie was a lot more scary than the ride. Yes, I was surprised.
Yes. Use some caution with the movie if your kids haven't seen it yet. It's a bit intense at times.
Yeah.
It does have a lot of backstory.
It does.
And, of course, the Hatbox Ghost is featured in there. And that was obviously a big favorite of the kids.
Yeah. It hasn't even been in the ride that long, but several kids mentioned it.
That's so really cool.
Yeah.
So Annalise is after my job. Right. I may have to hire her. I love all the details she gave us. Again, with the hidden details and the Imagineering stuff that these kids are doing. I love it so much. So thank you guys so much. We have a part two coming up and we look forward to that. And then we've got reviews of Frozen Ever After. If you want to be part of our next batch of reviews, make sure you're following Living by Disney on Instagram. And we will put in our Instagram stories when we are looking for new reviews from kids. And we'll put our phone number on the screen there. You can call at any time and leave us messages, feedback, or leave us questions. So if you or your kids have any questions for us that you want us to answer on the show, you can call and leave that message there. Time for a quick break from our partners, and then we'll be right back. Let me just take a quick moment and tell you about our partners, Mickey Travels. Mickey Travels is a diamond level travel agency, which is the highest level that there is that Disney only gives to a small handful of agencies. So they really are one of the best. That diamond level even gives them their own phone line to Disney for direct access to help their clients. Now, if you're watching or listening to this, you probably understand that there is so much that goes into planning a vacation that's right for your family. And Mickey Travels can help with all of those details. From dining reservations to resort recommendations, booking special event tickets, to all of those magical extras like photo sessions, tours, or building a lightsaber. They book Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, even Aulani in Hawaii. If Disney offers it, they can help you book it and get the best price possible. And here's the best part. Mickey Travels' top-notch service won't cost you a thing. There are very few actual free things at Disney, but unlike other agencies, they won't charge any extra planning fees. So using them is completely free to you. I use Mickey Travels personally for all of my Disney vacations, including my trip to Italy last year with Adventures by Disney and all of my Disney cruises, and it is truly so helpful. So whether you're dreaming of seeing the castle fireworks, setting sail on a Disney cruise, or even traveling the world on a guided tour, reach out to Mickey Travels and let their team help you get started today. All right, welcome back. It's time for our main segment where we are going to share with you and review an amazing tour experience that they offer at Animal Kingdom. It is called the Wild Africa Trek. And there's a lot of behind the scenes tours they do at Animal Kingdom. That park really offers a large amount of different ways to get like behind the scenes looks. Maybe usually they have something involving the animals. Some are just food related. They almost always involve the savannah and that area of the park. But this one is by far my favorite. And it, like I said earlier, far exceeded our expectations. So let's go over just the basics. I think you had the prices, right?
Yes. So this tour cost $219 a person before any
discount, and it is a guided VIP 3-hour tour mm-hmm. that includes a meal, which we will get to because it's very important highlight. That you know.
Yeah. How good it was. Yeah. So they do offer discounts. Your annual pass, DVC, whatever, will give you a nice discount on it. And it sounds a little pricey, and it is. That's why we were going to do it in our Bippity Boppity Bougie segment. It's definitely an extra.
There's an intersection here.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But for what you get in the value, I would do it again in a heartbeat. So mm-hmm. let's talk about. So that you get a time that you're scheduled to do. They're kept pretty small. You will go over to, there's a little booth near the safari that you'll check in, and they will give you a thing with your name, and then you will actually get harnessed up. And so don't let this freak you out. It's a little unusual. Like, I've never been in a harness thing like that. You have, because you're outdoorsy. You do a lot of that stuff. But they'll fit you in a harness that goes over your shoulders.
It's a full body harness.
Yeah.
And so
it straps through your legs. So you definitely want to wear something that's comfortable, leggings or like longer shorts, no dresses, no open toed shoes, stuff like that. Because you're out there, it's a trek. Yes. As this Wild Africa trek, you are trekking through the wild. But it is so much fun. So after they get you all outfitted, they give you a water bottle, which is yours to keep. They give you a name tag. And everything is sort of hooked to you. You get to keep your phone, which I think is really cool if you want to take photos or whatever. They strap it to your harness so that you don't drop it, because you'll see why that's important later.
Everything you have on your person is connected to you. If you have mm-hmm. sunglasses, whatever.
Yes.
It is connected.
They gave me like a thing to strap the glasses to, because they don't want anything
that could fall into the animal enclosures.
Yes, because mm-hmm. you're basically dangling over them. Don't worry, it's fine. So your guide will take you out and give you some walk up through the savannah. Now, again, you're going into all of the areas that typically are part of the safari. So sometimes you're in front-facing areas of the safari where you're actually going to see the safari vehicles pass you, and sometimes you are backstage. So you're going to go back and forth pretty regularly. But the first section that they do is the hippos, right? I think that was the first one.
You kind of walk down the gorilla trail mm-hmm. a little bit to get to this one area. And then by the meerkats is where you go backstage. And so you're only in the park for the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And then you are off. And so like immediately, it's like immediate gratification that you kind of get to go someplace that you could not go unless you were on this tour.
Yes. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Anything that's, again, like behind the scenes, that's what you're paying for, is that type of thing.
Yeah.
So they take you to this area that, now that I know what to look for, it is visible when you're on the safari. It's in the big, the water area where the hippos are.
Yes.
And you're like off to the side of it.
Right. On the opposite side. And so the safari trucks are on one side of the water and you are on the other side.
Yeah.
On the other side.
The behind the scenes side.
Yeah.
And so they hook you up. You have like straps attached to your vest, and they attach you to like a safety thing so that you can't go anywhere. And you walk out on a ledge, and one of the animal trainer that heads the hippos comes out and talks with you. And that is so cool, because you get to hear all about her job in caring for the hippos. You get to ask them anything you want. If you're a fan of the animals and you're interested in sort of behind the scenes of how they care for them, what the programs are, you want to know the animals' names, you want to know some about them, what their ages are, babies, etc., this is your moment. Because they will let you ask whatever you want. You spend a lot of time with them, which I think is really cool. And then she brings out, she had lettuce and watermelon, mm-hmm. and she throws it out of a bucket so that the hippos will come. Now they don't have to, but they're encouraged to do so by getting their treats. And they did. We had several of them that came right up. So you're on this ledge and they are like right below you. And they're giant. I have some video of them.
Oh my word.
That's the closest I've ever been to one.
Yes, absolutely. And their teeth are like tusks, but also teeth.
Yeah.
They are beautiful and terrifying.
So terrifying, but so cool, but to cute. Be that close.
Yeah.
They are. And I was like, I was asking her, I was like, do they have personalities? Is that a weird question? I don't know anything about hippos in terms of that. And she was like, oh, yes, this one is like, you know, really outgoing. And this is our media hippo. If we need to do anything with filming, like, she's the one. She will always perform. She will always come up and get treats and, like, you know, do all the things they want her to do. And there's some that are a little shy, and there's some that like to pick fights with the other. Like, it's so cute to just hear about not only that they have personalities, but that they know them that well.
Yeah.
That they can tell them apart and, like, know all about their care.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. If you've watched that show on Disney Plus that is about the animals in Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
It's like being in that show.
Yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. So that was our first little area. And these hippos, like, we're going to put some video up for you guys. Just the watermelon, and they're big. Oh,
yeah.
They're so cool. They're so cool. So then we went over to, I think at that point, we went over to the big bridges, right? Where we went across.
Yeah.
Is that it? What do you call those? Like, is it a suspension bridge?
Yeah, just a suspension bridge. Okay. They're made to look adventure-y.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, yeah. They're safe. So you've got these suspension bridges that are going over the water areas, and they're actually crossing directly over the safari. So next time you go on safari, look up, because you may see a little tour going right over your head.
Right in between the hippos and the crocodiles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's very cool. So you're right there. They strap you up to the thing so you can't go, and you go kind of one at a time on this, you know, it looks rickety, but it's not. You've got handles all the way around. There's, you know, lots of wires and everything that are keeping you, you're netted into this enclosure. So you can't go anywhere. They take photographs of you, yes, which is so cool. And that's
all included. If you don't have photo pass, you'll still get all the photos from you. Yes. They'll take photos of the animals, of you personally on it. They'll take group photos and just of the whole tour. We've got probably like 100 photos of our group after. Yeah,
it was super cool.
Yeah.
And they are nice. They have like a nice camera.
Yeah.
Like doing like a really nice photos. You are definitely up high. So if you have, you know, if you have a mild heights issue, I think you'd be okay. I think if you have a more intense one, I think you need to think about this. So we're putting it, you know, we'll put the video up so you can kind of see what the experience is. You know, Disney is safety first. I mean, they take every precaution that there is. I felt 100% safe the entire time. It's definitely not, there's no risk involved, but, you know, just kind of look at that and make sure that, you know, you're feeling good about it. I think that this part to me was really cool, and you do feel very adventurous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just on that, a really cool point that I wanted to bring up was that there was a family, and they had somebody that was an older gentleman that was in a wheelchair as part of our group. And so they arranged, when we were doing the trek, his family went and did that, and they took him on kind of like a guided tour in the gorilla trail, and then he met up with us later. And so if there is somebody in your group that has mobility issues or that doesn't want to do this, the suspension bridge, they have accommodations that they can make. So definitely talk about it if you're excited, but somebody in your group wouldn't want to do it. There might be a solution. I was super impressed and so happy when he joined us over for the next part that we'll talk about. Yes. It was just so lovely to me that Disney really makes things as inclusive as possible.
I know. It was really, really cool. And he got to do something that was equally as cool and special.
Yeah. And you could tell he was a huge animal buff. Yes. He knew all of the animal facts. And so this was like a really cool experience. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he had just as great a time. And it was nice that his family got to do it.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. They all got to do it together.
Yeah.
It was super cool. Okay. So after we finish that, so you go over one bridge, and then your second bridge takes you directly over the crocodiles. I didn't realize how close we were to them until I looked down, and I was like, is that a, oh yeah, that is right there, right under us.
They are so massive.
Yeah.
And you really can't appreciate it as well as we did on that tour.
Yeah.
They are just terrifying and massive.
They
just
are
the strongest bite index I think of any
bite force
of any animal. Like, these not alligators, these are crocodiles.
Yes.
And so they are huge and scary. It's all males. They don't they don't breed them or anything. Some of them are like kind of roughed up because they get into little
little spats. Yeah. They said it's over in just like seconds.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like might be missing something.
Right.
A body part. Yep. And it's done.
They have little territorial battles, but they were just chilling when we saw them.
Yes.
They were terrifying, but cool. Like awe.
Yeah.
Awe, not inspiring. I don't know. It was something.
It was. I mean, when else are you going to do this?
Yeah.
Like you're walking over this giant bridge that the crocodiles are under you, and then right after that, you get to go on another little like ledge area so that you can see them super close. And they're right below you, 10 feet, maybe not even 10 feet. I don't know. They're right there. You're just like, there you are. Wow. It's super cool. It's super cool. That section of safari is kind of a like, I don't know. I don't really even think about it. I'm just like, let's get to the animals I care about more. I don't know.
Yeah.
But this is like the focus of this tour is you really get that. And again, a trainer comes out who works with the crocodiles, and they do actually do some training with the crocodiles. Like there's things that they work with them on so that they can do, you know, well checks and things in their care. It's kind of crazy.
All of the animals, they said, are trained to do well checks, even spiders. They have spiders that they have trained to jump on a scale when they need to weigh the spider.
Yeah. Only Disney.
If you look at the crocodiles, they have like different color paint on their tails. Yeah. That's how they tell them apart.
They're all marked. Yeah. It's fascinating. Seriously, so cool. Then after that, you go and get on a safari vehicle, just like the ones, very similar to the ones that you would ride in the ride, except it doesn't have the cross benches. It has benches across the whole outside of the vehicle. And now you get your private safari ride. So they will take you along the paths, but they go off course of the typical safari ride, and you get to stop and actually look at what you're seeing. So if you've ever been on safari and you see something super cool,
right, and you're like, what?
And you're like, wait, go back. I need to see the giraffe, you know, and they're like, just like, you know, this is what that's like. You actually pull over and they stop and you can like get up out of your seat. You can take photos. Mm-hmm.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
It was. And of course, again, they're telling you all about the giraffes we're seeing and how old they are and what their babies' names are and when they feed them and anything you want to know. It's like your opportunity to really ask all of those questions that you've wondered about, which I just think is so cool. Yeah. That was amazing. And again, the gentleman that didn't do that part, that's when we met with him. So we regrouped with him and got to do that part of it. So they do a large section of safari with you. So basically all the way until you get just past the elephants. And then they take you to, I forget what the place is called.
A Boma?
No.
It's the name of one of the restaurants at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh, was it Boma?
I think so.
I think it was like the African word
for
something. I think you're right. Let's do a quick Google. Let's fact check.
Yeah, in Swahili, it means an enclosure set up to protect a camp from a herd of animals.
Okay.
So I think it is.
It is. That's probably right. Okay. And it's this enclosed building that's in the middle of the safari.
If you've done the safari, you've seen this. Yeah. And you've been like, how do I get on that?
Yeah. This is how.
This is how. Oh, man.
They bring you up there. You get out of the vehicle and you go up on this raised building and they have a lunch for you prepared. And let me just tell you.
This was my favorite part of the experience. Although I literally have goosebumps thinking about going in the truck and then getting to this Boma that feels so VIP and exclusive and fun. So they have this huge terrace porch on this Boma and there is binoculars and you're overlooking this huge savanna and you can see elephants and flamingos and wildebeests and giraffes and it's like just a huge, I don't know, 200 degree view in front of you. And while you're just animal watching, they're setting up your lunch with these African textiles and orchids and What was it that he said? It like that little.
I forget what it's called, but it reminded me of like a bento box.
Yes, it is like a bento box, but there's a word yeah. for it and a reason. But yeah. you get this little metal stainless steel lunch mm-hmm. box that has them, and they called it a snack. Yeah. First of all, so my expectations yeah. were low. I'm yeah. thinking like mm-hmm. chips. I don't yeah. know what I thought.
Yeah.
A Nature Valley granola bar. Yeah. I don't know. My expectations were on the floor.
Well, yeah. This was much better than a Nature Valley granola bar. Oh, my gosh.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. Just the food was incredible. It was this curry shrimp and this
yes.
garlic. It was the best hummus I feel like I've ever had.
Everything was so homemade.
Fresh. Mm-hmm. And it's like, who gets excited about hummus? Like, now I do.
I know. It was like a flatbread. That went with it.
Yeah, prosciutto, mozzarella. And they were like, oh, there's like a little granola bar or yes. something in there.
A it's homemade really granola good. Bar.
And I was like, okay, well, I have my prosciutto yeah. here. It was so good. It was like wrapped in this beautiful wax paper. Mm-hmm. And it was more like a dessert. It was more like baklava. I don't know.
It was a lot like baklava. Yeah. It had it was like a strong honey flavor. It was all, you could tell everything in this meal was homemade and it was spectacular. This lunch was like the best. Just sitting here.
You're sitting there on a savanna.
Like, I don't know if we can convey what a moment they create for you. Mm-hmm. It is truly, I mean, in the way that Disney only does. Like, they're so good at this. Like, curating an experience and the timing of everything. The way that you do this adventurous section. You kind of work up a little appetite. You get to ride out and do the savanna or the safari. And then you end at this beautiful lunch and you're looking out over this incredible view and you're seeing the other safari vehicles pass you by and there's elephants and there's zebra and there's giraffes and other than a VIP experience in actual Africa, I don't know where else you could do something like this.
Yeah.
That's comparable. At that point, I was like, this was worth every dime.
Yes.
100%.
And so to be 100% honest, the Keys to the Kingdom tour and the Wild Africa trek, completely mm-hmm. different.
Yeah.
It's hard. But if my sister was like, I want to book something.
Mm-hmm. Like an extra tour.
Yeah, an extra tour. Mm-hmm. This one's a little bit more expensive. Would you book Keys to the Kingdom right. or the Wild Africa trek? Mm-hmm. I would say Wild Africa trek.
Yeah.
100%. I know you get to go in the Utilidors and that's really cool.
Yeah.
But so much of the time we were on the Keys to the Kingdom tour, we were in the park and we were getting a lot of cool information, mm-hmm. but we were mostly not in the backstage areas. Right. That was kind of like the exception. In this tour, you were 90% in backstage areas where you could only experience the experiences we had by doing this tour and that lunch.
Yes.
Immediately I was like, oh my gosh, I want to bring my kids. I want to bring my husband.
I know.
I'm going to have to like,
yes.
No Christmas gifts, whatever we got to do here. Do this again.
It's really good though.
It is really, really good.
Yeah.
Just 100% being transparent.
Yeah.
Like,
we paid for it ourselves. We were not hosted. Yeah. We would do it again in a heartbeat. After the lunch, you sort of wrap up and then you finish the rest of the safari, which is really cool. They even like pause in the lion area, which is always the part where I'm always like, wait. Because if they're walking around, I'm like, no, I need to see. And it's always like the bumpiest part too. So I'm always trying to video and it's like, you know. So yeah, that was really, really cool. We had some great video and just... Again, what an experience that they create for you.
Our tour guides were, I only remember the woman. I don't remember the gentleman, although now I think his name is Steven, but that could be totally wrong.
Yeah.
But like she had her degree in zoology.
Yes.
Like the people who work at Animal Kingdom have all, like, it is a very exclusive job to get. Mm-hmm. And so you're getting, everyone who does this is like the best of the best because Animal Kingdom has tons of resources. If you work with animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like she was telling us about that, which was so interesting how if you are in a zoology program or getting your zoology degree, that it's very high in demand to get in work at Disney's Animal Kingdom because it is a zoology accreditation. So they have that, which is it basically means they have a very high level of animal care that they excel at. And so to get that accreditation means that they're in that zoology category. I don't know what you call it, but basically they are able to work with other zoos on their conservation efforts, which is really cool. But they have so many resources because it's a place that people are coming and visiting. And, you know, when you go to Animal Kingdom and they'll ask you, do you want to donate and round your purchase up, and you can donate to that conservation fund and you get your little button for it. And all of that goes back to the care of the animals. So yeah, it's an amazing program, and the people that work there, fantastic, like absolutely fantastic with the care that they give. And so, yeah, they are so passionate about it that you can tell they're just like, ask us anything, and anything you ask, they're like, oh yeah, yeah. So, and they're so excited to tell you about it. I love that. Would recommend not doing it when it's crazy hot. You are outside a good majority of the time. Yeah. If it is a warmer time of year, book it in the morning for you so that you're not out in the worst of the heat. But yeah, Wild Africa Trek, man, absolutely loved it. Now there's a couple other ones in Animal Kingdom offers. There's Savoring the Savannah is a big one. They also have a nighttime one where they use what do you call that?
Night vision goggles.
Yeah. And that is over at the lodge. And that's really interesting. So there's a couple of different things that they offer, as well as behind the scenes tours of the elephants called Caring for Giants. And then they do one for rhinos. Those are very reasonable. They're only about $50 a piece. They are much shorter and you're not guaranteed to see that much animal interaction. It's a little less like behind the scenes and just a little more like getting to talk to the people who care for them. But that's definitely an option too if you want to kind of try something that's a little more, you know, not as much of an investment. But this one, this is it. This is it, man. You got to do this one. Let us know in the comments what you think about the show. We do read them. We love to hear them. If you have any questions for us, or if there's anything that you would like to see us cover or review, also leave that in the comment. We'll definitely take that into consideration as we're planning our next couple months of shows. We've got some fun things ahead. Like we said, this summer, Disney's doing a lot and we are ready. We're not going to sleep, but that's okay. We're excited for it. As always, we thank you guys for listening or watching, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.